underground preacher to the underground church. And today we're going to talk about perfect love cast out fear. Yeah, perfect love cast out fear. You know, the other day, I went to buy some donuts. And I went in the donut shop, pointing my fingers, oh yeah, I would like this one, and this one, and this one. And then at the end, ran them up and everything, all $31 I paid, and then I walked out. Then when I stepped out, that's when I noticed. I was like, wait a minute. Did I just pay $31 for some donuts? No. This is no go. We don't do that. Like, I could go to the grocery store and get me some donut for $75 at the most. But how much did I pay for these donuts? It's like a dozen? For $31? Like, what is this? Is that what donut shops? Is that how they do it? I was sitting out there. I sat out there for a minute, contemplating going back and returning the donuts. Yeah, contemplating returning those donuts and get my money back. Because I'm like, no, I am paying $31 for no donuts. No, I'm not doing this. But at the same time, I was pissed off because I was like, God, why didn't you stop me from spending $31 on donuts? Is that what we do? Come on, God, why? I for real life sat up there and was hot. But then I was like, okay, you know what? I don't know what God is teaching me here, but let's go. So I came, sat down, and you know, I was like, I hope they're worth $31. Sat down and got my drink and everything, and I took a bite. I was like, oh, wait a minute, they taste different. Oh, then they might be worth $31. Long story short, so I ate the donuts. I was satisfied. I was okay. What? Okay, God, no problem. You know, yeah, give it to you. Kudos to you, Dad. Yeah, you did it. Yeah. Then he was like, well, you still missed it, innit? I was like, what? What did I miss? He said, yeah, you know, don't you know? I know you love donuts. I was like, huh? Oh, you know that? Oh, yeah. I know you love donuts. So what do you think? I'm giving you the best donuts. Money is not important, son. You love donuts. And I want you to have donuts. Good donuts. I was like, huh. I never knew it like that. I never knew you'd love me like that. That's when he brought me the scripture. Perfect love casts out fear. I was like, okay. He say, if I love you and I care for you, don't you think that what matters to you is going to matter to me? Don't you think? Don't you think that what you would love to have, I will give to you? I was like, huh. He say, let's say you like your food being cooked a certain way. You care for cleanliness, hygiene. Do you think if God loves you, he's not going to care however they cook it? No. He's going to take you to a place where the food is cooked a certain way, the way you like it. If that means you're going to pay extra, so be it. But there is a reason why he's going to take you there. Because that's how you like your food. That's how you like it cooked. And he said, once you know that I care about you to that point, to care for the details, why would you be afraid of eating the food? You're not, because you know. Your father, who controls it, who knows the details behind the scenes, made sure that this food has been taken care of to the way I like it. There is no fear. Perfect love casts out fear. You're not going to be afraid to trust him. And that's when he was like, yeah, you're going to have to grow in knowing how much I really love you. And as you grow, you're going to trust me even more. It made sense how, in perfect love, in the presence of God, perfect love, there is no fear. And that's when he gave me this message for you and for me. And it goes like this. You, my son. Yes, you too, my daughter. I love you. Listen. I love you. Look at me in my eyes. Yes, I love you. I love you. I love you. No matter what you did, I love you. No matter who you are, I love you. No matter what you look like, I love you. And whatever matters to you, matters to me even more. And whatever is important to you, is important to me even more. When you hurt, I hurt. When you smile, my heart smiles. And when you cry, I comfort you and I collect your tears. When you sleep, I watch over you. I enjoy listening to your heartbeat. I am the friend, the mother, the brother, the sister, the father, and all that is always there for you. I do want good things for you. I, too, want a good and strong health for you. I, too, want a good and nutritious food for you to eat. I, too, want nice and decent clothes for you to wear. I, too, want a nice roof over your head. I, too, want a nice car for you to drive. I, too, want you to have something in your pocket and much more. Your joy is food to my heart, my child. Yes, all of it is important to me. And I love you. Yes, I love you. And I want you to understand when I say, seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. And all of this shall be added unto you. Because I must prioritize humility, charity, self-control, and such that is the fruit of the Spirit above everything. I am very sorry, my child. It pains me to say, because of that priority, you must undergo trials, tribulations, pain, and more. But trust me, all of this is necessary for you to grow. And you must first grow in virtue, wisdom, love, and more. You must first be trained to resemble me. Then, and only then, will you be prepared and able to receive all the riches and glory that I have in store for you. So understand that all is done out of love for you. Yes, I love you with agape love. I love you unconditionally, my child. I love you. I love you. I love you. Your Heavenly Father, who loves you much, always. Underground Preacher to the Underground Church. I'm out.